There's two different types of music that is required for strengthening exercises. There's the rhythmic and the slow, or there's the strong, motivating beat type music. So study these charts here on this slide to understand the type of exercises that need the slower rhythm type music would be plies or deep eccentric side-to-side stretches, quad raises, the clock, pulling sacks of rice. All that type of exercise would need a slower rhythmic type music, and that would be a jazz type theme or country music, ethnic music, lounge music. All these are powerful rhythms, but they're not driving beats. They've got smoothness involved in them so that you can do plies where you can feel the jazz rhythm, but it's not driving you hard. Country music too can have a nice emotional flavor to it, and there's a nice beat, but it's not hard. It's a smoother beat. So the strengthening exercises that are in on this slide would require that more rhythmic and slower, powerful tempo. Then the other type of exercises in the strengthening portion of the eccentrics program require very clean, strong beats where you're actually following 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2. So in the rhythmic ones, you can go in and out of the beats, but in exercises such as sit-ups, side leg lifts, arm exercises, kicks, that type of exercise where you really want to follow a clean, strong beat, and you're going to do, let's say, 6 or 8 variations of sit-ups, 8 kicks, 8 side leg lifts, 4 arm exercises, and another 4. You're not going in and out of the rhythms that you would be with the jazz or the lounge type music or the country music, but you want to stick clearly to the beats and phrases of these strong beats. And that would be the type of music you'd find this is in popular songs, soft rock, country, ethnic. Different types of ethnic can be either strong or smooth, depending on the song. Lounge music can also have a nice clean beat. So that you want to know the difference so that you can use the energy that comes from the different types of music to help your clients maximize their ability to do the exercises. So when you've got a clean beat, people are going to do clean moves. When you've got a smoother beat that's got a really deep, dark feeling in it, then they can go deep into a plie or deep into a fondue and a lunge. Those type exercises aren't going in, out, which is the strong beat. So you have to know how to use the energy and the power of the music to match the energy and the power of the different exercises. It's important that you do a lot of research when you're starting to put together the correct music for the eccentrics classes. A lot of teachers have trouble initially in identifying the correct music for the different exercises because you can squeeze exercises into any music, but just because you can put it in there, it doesn't mean that that's the correct music for those particular exercises. Some exercises, like plies, need a certain deep mood that's going to inspire people to suffer the way people have to do in the plie exercise and really feel those muscles. And the feeling of a plie is a completely different feeling than a sit-up or an arm exercise where you want to have something that's more fun and inspiring and driven. So if you don't have an extensive music library of your own, then I suggest you go to iTunes and listen to all the different types of music and see how the different types of music have moods, are saying something, have a muscular feeling to them, have an energy, and see which different type of music best relates to the different types of exercises. This takes a lot of studying and a lot of honest listening, not putting in what you like, but actually listening to what feels like the exercise. Certain music actually speaks about certain exercises, so you have to actually open your mind and try to see where the feeling best, the music and the feeling of these exercises. And that way, the music can be a very motivating and inspiring part of your classes, where your students will be inspired to work harder just because the music is inspiring them, whether it's conscious or subconsciously inspiring them. So you have to use the correct music. When people use the incorrect music, often the students go out of the class feeling frustrated, and there's a very down feeling in the class. But when the correct music is used, there's this wonderful, motivated, excited feeling in the class. So make sure that you really do your homework and do your research into the correct music for each individual exercise. An eccentrics workout can be anywhere from half an hour to an hour, so you're probably going to need anywhere between 7 to 13, 14 different songs. Make sure that in your eccentrics workout you have a wide variety of types of music, going from soundtrack, lounge, jazz, ethnic, all classical music. Make sure that it's a wide variety of music, that you don't just use one type of music because you really like that type of music. It's the variation that makes the music in an eccentrics program so motivating and so stimulating. Each exercise in the eccentrics program has a specific type of dynamic in the muscles and a different mood. So in eccentrics, you have to make sure that the type of music you use is continuously changing. It's not a case of the same style of music fits every exercise. A lot of teachers try initially to put the same type of music for every exercise, but it's very boring and it becomes almost mesmerizing, and it puts the students to sleep when they hear the same style of music repeated over 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 songs in a row. It chills them out and puts them to sleep, but we don't want to put our students to sleep. We need to motivate them. We need to keep them moving and wanting to exercise. We don't want to chill them out. So make sure that when you're putting together your music, that you're using as wide a variety of type of music that you possibly can. And maybe you personally don't like all the different types of music, but you want to make sure that you include a wide variety, because you're going to have a wide variety of clients, and some people like one type and some people like another. The only type of music that doesn't work at all is techno music. People react to music in daily life. They react to music in movies. You can change the mood of a scene in a movie just by changing the type of music that you're using. So you can either make people laugh or cry or feel tension or be afraid just by the type of music that you're using. People's muscles tend to react to the type of music you're using. So if you're using some fun dance music, people will get up and want to dance. If you use romantic music, people will want to embrace somebody, dance with somebody who they love. So you've got the different types of music will inspire different types of muscle movement. And when you're looking for music, you have to look for all the different types of inspiration that the music that you're listening to will give you and other people. Music is designed with all kinds of different moods. You've got your romantic, your joyful, your sexy, your sad, your tragic, your nervous, and you've got all the different types of exercises in the eccentrics program. So you've got to look for the type of music that best suits the different types of movements and the exercises in the eccentrics program. The romantic is the trademark exercises. The joyful can be in the kicks or the sit-ups or the side leg lifts. The sexy can be in things like the Caribbean spine or pliés, different types of exercises that are more working through the movements of the hips. Sorrowful is in the trademark exercises and again is the tragic. And nervous exercises are, nervous music, nervous feeling is good for exercises like side leg lifts and kicks, as long as it's not too nervous. It's famous that muscle dynamics are definitely related directly to different types of music. So fear, when you have music that brings to mind fear, people's muscles will automatically contract. They'll hold the edge of the chair waiting for something bad to happen in a movie if you hear music that inspires the feeling of fear. Whereas joyful music will make people's muscles relax and they'll start swinging around. So you want to really work with the dynamics of the emotion in the music in order to assist people to use their muscles, because the dynamic in the music, if it is correctly corresponding to the exercises, will actually help people exercise correctly. So you won't have to give as many cues to your clients because they'll automatically respond to the subconscious cues in the music. Unlike almost any other fitness program, the Eccentrics program can use a wide variety of music. So you can go within the same workout, use lounge music, contemporary music, orchestral music, dramatic film music, country music, all within your same workout. And this becomes a lot of fun because people don't get bored. There's a 4-minute song and then a 3-minute song, a 4-minute song, very continuously, a continuous variety of interesting and inspiring music so that it entertains your clients and it helps the workout go by extremely rapidly. The wider the variety of music you use, the more stimulated your clients will become. When you use the same type of music, we've noticed that it almost semi-hypnotizes your clients and they begin to fade out. For instance, if you use jazz or lounge or soft pop music, people get into the music and they start thinking about their daily lives and they fade out of the class and into their minds, and then they become sort of that you've lost them as clients. So you want to keep them focused on the exercises and on you and your instructions. You don't want your students to fade away from you. So it's extremely important to keep the variation changing between every single exercise. Just a little review on what I've already been talking about how music can inspire a physical reaction to an emotional imagery, so that when you've got relaxed, light, easygoing music, the muscles become relaxed. When you've got sad music, people can feel it and their muscles will become heavy, and you can use that feeling of sadness to get people to dig deeply into their spines in some of the trademark exercises. The strong rhythmic beats can help people lift their legs when they're tired, when they're doing side leg lifts or kicks. And lounge music can inspire people to just release the muscles when they're doing groin stretches or some of the floor work stretches or even some of the bar work stretches. So that each type of music will help people to react physically in their muscles as the emotional imagery that they recognize in that music stimulates them. So just to give you an example of the type of music playlist that you might put together for a 1-hour workout, you'd start off with a nice, warm, relaxed, happy piece of music that would get people to sort of forget the troubles of the day and start focusing on you. So it should be an easygoing, light, rhythmic song. And then the trademark exercises, you need phrase-driven. It should be emotional, uplifting. So that would be a kind of a movie soundtrack, always works well for the trademark, where there's no rhythms, but there's a lots and lots of deep feeling, but not over-the-top deep, like Beethoven's symphony. That's why the movie soundtrack is just the sufficient amount of emotion without going overboard. And then let's say you're going to do arm exercises and kicks, then you'd have strong beats that are fun. Same thing with kicks, again, strong drums, something that's fun, inspiring, easy to follow, upbeat. And then again, a trademark exercise back into these emotional, could be romantic, sad or romantic, lovely deep feeling type movie soundtrack or classical music. And then pliés, which have got a little of a sexy feeling, you could put in some nice smooth jazz, easy going, and a calf stretch. There you'd be looking for something that's lighter than what you would have used for your pliés. So a nice, not beat driven, but a smooth rhythm. Then you'd go into your sit-ups, would have a strong, energetic beat, as would your side leg lifts, strong, energetic, uplifting beat, and then into the groin stretches. So the groin you'd want to have people to release their muscles, so you'd have a smooth, relaxed rhythm. And then PNF, with the PNF, you'd want something which would be more of a classical music of nature, but it could be a beautiful song, a modern pop song, or several songs, something that makes people feel good, relaxed, not heavy beat driven, but a very happy and could be emotional type of music. So you could go between classical or a really nice modern song, a singer. And then stretches, release stretches would be something that would have no deep emotion, but a lovely relaxating feeling in the music. So that would give you a wide variety of choice of music that would inspire your clients, and your 1 hour workout would disappear and people would think that it was only a few minutes. Their time would disappear.